How well do you know Dom Pike? He's the coach of the Adelaide Crows. He's been there for a few months now. But how well do you know him? He's on the line right now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
We are well. Don, I think it's fair to say that you after holding the job for a while, though, you still have a relative anonymity. You can go down to the shops and people don't recognise you. Is that right?
It's starting to become a little bit more difficult, but I've been able to come over and get on with the job, which I was hired to do, which is great.
Yes, but you see, Don, footy season hasn't started till tomorrow night. That's when people come up to you and say, "This is what you're doing wrong," you know.
Yeah,
and you're looking forward to that, I bet.
No, well, it's great. We're fortunate that we've got in this town we've obviously got a huge following, which is great, and passionate members and supporters who have got a great interest in the team and how we go.
Do you find though, as coach, that everybody's always got the answer?
I wouldn't say the answer, but they've certainly got plenty of ideas about what the answer might be. So, there's lots of opinions out there, which is that's the beauty of the game, isn't it? I mean, everyone can go and watch on TV and have a view on what's working and what's not.
Now, you come to us correctly from West Coast, where you were a strategy coach under Adam Simpson.
Yep. Yeah, and stoppages and stuff.
And you know, you've had an interesting sort of career path. You're assistant coach under Neil Craig at Adelaide, so you're very familiar with the club. That's 2005, 2006. Then you went off and worked in the oil and gas industry in the West. What were you doing there?
I was involved in an oil and gas exploration company, and we were basically a small private group that was acquiring acreage offshore, mainly off the North West Shelf, and working up the areas and trying to farm out to the big boys to come and help drill some wells for us.
Oh, so you're a smart coach.
Well, I guess I came from an era in playing when we worked as well. So we weren't even semi-professional. We were sort of back in the day where it was you worked in the day and got out of your work gear and went to training type of thing. So
what is your background apart from footy? What's your other job? How do you get to be working in the oil and gas industry?
Yeah, so I did commerce at university and started working at, when I first got into the workforce, I was at Ernst & Young, and pretty quickly worked out that I didn't really want to be an accountant, and was fortunate enough to hook up with one of my clients then who was looking for someone to get involved in an oil and gas business. This is back in the early 90s, and sort of then got involved in that, and from there we set up our own business and sort of stayed in it for a number of years.
Did you find much oil and gas?
They actually did make a discovery. It was after I left. It was the start of last year. They made a discovery, which they're now appraising. And that was good.
Yeah, as soon as Don left, they found some.
So Nathan Van Berlo, he was studying geology and tectonic plate movement at one stage. So you'd both be able to sort of, you know, keep the team. That'd be really, you know, a few stories from the good old days.
be a riveting conversation.
Yeah, when you get into that tectonic plate movement thing. Now, you're playing on Saturday, so let the games begin. Obviously, Thursday night's the kickoff, the first AFL match proper. How are you feeling and how's the club feeling as you roll towards Saturday?
Oh, look, it's exciting. It's a great time of the year for all 40 clubs. Everyone's got through their pre-season. Everyone this stage of the year, everyone thinks they've improved, which we all feel we have. And now the real stuff starts. And it's a great time of the year. We're fortunate. I think we've got nearly 43 on the track today, so we've got a nice fit, healthy list, and we're really positive about what the year can bring.
Hmm. Realistically, what targets do you set the players? How do you go about that?
You're talking from a week to week or
end of the season.
End of the year.
I know you take one game at a time.
I've got to roll that one out.
But I'm sure you've got a KPI as coach.
Well, it's really difficult because, you know, the reality is that if you talk about, say, qualifying for finals, there's a requirement to win a certain number of games, and it's boring. And I know that, you know, you guys will sit and go, oh, this is cliche and stuff. But, you know, right now, the only thing we can deal with is North Melbourne and plan for that and prepare and get ready to perform on them on Saturday night. It's very hard to sit and look long-term because the season will throw up all sorts of things. I mean, history tells me, you know, we'll have good patches, we might have flat patches, we might, you know, have games where we just don't play near the level we want to, we might have games where we play really well. So it's about, for me, a level of consistency that we're searching for because, you know, consistent performance across games and quarters is what wins you long term.
But when you looked at that team, the Crows, and you thought, you know, coming back here, what am I going to do? Is there something special I can do? Is there a potential here that I can develop and take them up to another level? Did you think in those terms? And if you did, I mean, that's pretty exciting. What were you looking at? What did you think? I can do something special here.
Well, it's not about whether I can do something special. It's whether they can do something special as a group. I have the task to lead the coaching group and also the playing group, but it becomes about them and what they want to achieve and how they're prepared to work and what they're prepared to sacrifice for it. And from an outsider's viewpoint, answer to your question, I looked at the group, not knowing them, because you obviously don't get to know the intricacies of how guys operate. But the one thing that impressed me from about the group last year was the resilience they showed through which was a difficult year for the footy club. And I felt the character they showed at the end of the season to pick themselves up after the events that occurred and continue to play and perform really well gave me an insight that there's something within the group, and those events tend to provide a growth opportunity for individuals and the collective. So that was probably the main thing I looked at, and I thought there's some substance here with this group that we can work with.
You're listening to Don Pike. He's coach of the Adelaide Crows ahead of their first game for this season on Saturday here on 891 ABC Adelaide Breakfast at 8:17. Just, Don, is what's your pet hate with a player? Is there one thing you tell your players? I don't ever want to hear any of you saying this or doing this.
There's a pet hate. Oh, I'm just a great believer in you do the right thing at the right time, really. That's what I'm after. And really, we've got a team-first approach. I'm certainly not big on selfish players. People who make decisions that are based on their interest, not on the interest of the team, is one thing that you'll find will quickly get me offside. And that's the challenge within our environment. We've got a whole range of guys with a whole range of different personalities and different strengths and weaknesses, but ultimately it comes down to their ability to be selfless about how they go about playing their footy. So selfish players don't do a lot for me, no.
Don Pike, thank you.